How do you know an injection designed to cripple and murder children, women, old people, and men, is working? Well, it cripples and kills those injected. Effective indeed. And safe for those carrying out the genocide. So, yes, safe and effective. For those with eyes to see. The undeniable, objective, proof that your government lied to you about their alleged pandemic and COVID. And continue lying to you. And cannot be trusted. And should be placed on trial for their ongoing crimes against humanity. There was not a single death from the time they declared a pandemic that is not simply and honestly explained by the usual causes, before people lined up to be vaccinated. Excess mortality, deaths above that to be expected given the long-term pattern of mortality, did not occur during the first year or so during which the authorities and mass media were reporting that people were dying from COVID. To repeat, there was no excess mortality to indicate anything unusual was going on at all. The authorities simply called any death from any cause a COVID death. Given the lack of excess mortality, you would have to believe that people stopped dying from every other cause, and instead died from their imaginary COVID, to believe the official COVID pandemic narrative. In fact, the official models even admitted that people who are at threat of dying from COVID would have died anyway, within a month or so, of their existing conditions, or simply old age. So even officially, people were sacrificing all their human rights, and access to health care and treatment for their real health problems, simply to keep a few people alive a month or so longer. Meaning even young people were dying from suicides and lack of medical treatment, directly as a result of the completely, medically, arbitrary government actions. The only emergency was the very acts of the government itself. Their attacks on our humanity. Their attacks on our human rights. The only, real, emergency, was the threat our own governments posed to democracy. To our humanity. To our for human dignity. The excess mortality figures demonstrate beyond any doubt that, up until people started dying from suicide, denial of access to medical services, and the vaccinating, it was all quiet on the Western Front. Business as usual, from a mortality point of view. I argued from the beginning that their plan was to redefine any death as a COVID death, to get people to line up to be vaccinated. Then the real deaths from that vaccinating would be defined as COVID deaths, to get people to line up for their booster shots. Once the deaths from suicide, vaccinating, and denial of medical services due to the emergency measures and lockdowns began, the authorities could then use these deaths, caused by them, to terrify the holdouts into finally submitting to vaccinating, and for those who were fooled from the start, or reduced to a reptilian level of brain functioning by the terror propaganda and actual deaths they were given to believe were due to the imaginary COVID, to line up for their booster shots. This is clearly evidenced in the excess mortality rates for all nations that were locked down, and where the citizens were compelled or tricked into submitting to vaccinating, and were denied access to medical services for their real health conditions. There is no way to explain away the actual excess mortality statistics. There is no other interpretation for the figures that adds up. What we have in excess mortality statistics is an example where statistics do not lie. You would really need to be extremely gullible to accept the official narrative that up until the excess deaths showed up in statistics, people stopped dying from every other cause, due to some miracle. Or that everyone who died of COVID was going to die from something else, but COVID got them first. Otherwise, there is no way to even attempt to explain away the clear, cold, hard, objective statistics. Which explanation is more reasonable? The one just made, or the simple, clear, self-evident, speaks for itself, fact that there was no pandemic. Please consider taking a little time out of your viewing of the full spectrum propaganda to read my latest, worldwide banned book The Virus Deception, Rule by Medical Myth, which you can download, along with my entire TrueNet NOR imprint, at no cost to you, in electronic form, as PDF, and often EPUB and MOBI files, using the link pinned to all my BitChute videos. You may need to click on the link to open the comments section at the bottom of each video. Are you a coincidence theorist? Do you assume that nothing is connected to anything else? That things all happen randomly, and naturally? Without any guiding hand or intention? Will you dismiss Adam Smith's warning that it is not possible for two or more people to meet, for any reason, that they will not conspire against the interests of the general public? Or his warning that the invisible hand and thus competitive capitalism, cannot work under conditions of globalism? Can you really imagine that it is purely coincidental that the nations with the most severe denial of human rights during the imaginary pandemic, were those with the longest standing, and most aggressively enforced Holocaust denial laws, and other laws used to persecute people for what they call Holocaust denial? Along with persecuting any whistleblower who attempted to draw attention to the criminal conspiracies engaged in by their own governments. With special, targeted, aggressive persecution of anyone attempting to draw anyone's attention to the decisive influence and power of individuals that identify as Jewish, and organizations promoting Jewish interests, including aiding and abetting the Israeli genocide of Palestinians that has been ongoing since 1948, and has reached a critical peak recently, with the clearly, undeniable, by legal definition, genocide of areas of Gaza, and the more general genocide of Palestinians, which cynical lawyers might be able to weasel their way out of defining, officially, as genocide.
Marcus Rebic was recruited by the Australian Federal Government, to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, in Canberra, as a graduate economist. His last official task at the ABS was to define religion for the Australian census. This sparked an exhaustive and holistic study of religion from the distant prehistoric past, up to the end of the 20th century. Religion was the result of that research, as the third installment of the TrueNet NOR series. The lockdowns motivated a thorough research into the official virus narrative. The insights arrived at while researching and writing the Welcome to the New World Order quadrilogy meant the author was uniquely qualified to recognize the cult nature of the official virus narrative, and the scientifically and medically arbitrary proscriptions and prescriptions of the new, first truly worldwide, state religion, the COVID cult. The natural, and perfectly choreographed, scripted, planned, and instituted, evolution of the most successful cult in recorded history. The cult whose official documents call for a one-world dictatorship, and whose origin story begins with a madman willing to commit child sacrifice at the behest of voices in his head, continues on to mass murder of nonconformists, and matures to total genocide, with an invocation, one day, to genocide any nation that, at any time in its history, had offended this cult. This cult's strategy is formally published in a canon of literature that includes the Torah, Old Testament, the most widely published document in recorded history. If it was ever a secret, then it was a secret hidden in plain sight. The cult set up headquarters in Judea. At least one Judean king saw the threat, and attempted to exterminate it. However, this merely led to the cult temporarily moving to Babylon, where it continued the 3,000-year process of occupying nations, nation by nation, lending unto the nations, and never borrowing, making nominally sovereign nations debt slaves to this cult. Until today, represented by its proxies, which include the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the United Nations, the World Health Organization, and the CDC, this cult has become a de facto, one-world government dictatorship.